Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Sam McIntosh, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Wellman City Council member Shannon McCain about plans for Wellman Stop on Ragbri. This is part two of a two-part interview.
And how did Wellman and Ed get connected in the first place?
Well, I believe he probably, it's kind of goofy because I got a call from one of the ladies downtown and here in Wellman and said, because I'm also on the city council, and I'm a co-chair with Mark Philpott for Ragbri, and I got a call saying, hey, Ed called the city of Wellman, would like to set up an interview with Wellman, and he set it up with all the towns for Friday, so not just Wellman, Wellman, Kelowna, Riverside, Hills. And he came down here, we looked at our route, how we could get people to come through the town the best way. And he basically has a formula of how he sets it up, and it typically does extremely well for everybody, for every vendor, for the town. And he brought it to us, showed us what his ideas were. We went down, we walked off with a wheel and measured all of our roads and everything, exactly how far everything is and how wide it is for vendors and everything. And he said, out of all the towns, this is the best setup, not just because of how we were able to set it up so it's smooth for the riders, so it works really well for them, but also so that it will work well for our vendors. And it's really going to be a fun time. It's a big time for Wellman. We're never probably going to see this many people coming through town again unless Ragbri happens to come again.
And you said Ed will have 11 vendors?
Yeah, including himself. So it'll be him and 10 other ones, yes. You'll have just some of the main ones to touch on. You got Tender Tom's Turkey, Smokin' G Barbecue. There's a lady that's out of Des Moines. It's Say Cheese. She does grilled cheese sandwiches and mac and cheese. There's a guy that's also out of Des Moines, Iowa Sweet Corn. And he has a system set up where he does, I believe it was like 600 ears of corn an hour. You know, you really don't think about it until, you know, you try to make that much corn in an hour. That'd be pretty darn hard to do. And so he's somehow perfected it, is what I'm being told from Ed. You got him. There's also a McSqueezin' Lemonade, Thelma's Ice Cream. From Wellman, we'll have Freeman Foods. We'll have their pork on a stick and a few other items. You got, like I said, the Stonewall Brick Oven will be there. Wellman Fire Department's going to have a booth. There's going to be I'm going to probably butcher this name, but I think it's McKettle. She's going to have cinnamon rolls, iced coffee, that type of stuff. But, I mean, we're going to be, right now we're looking at around 21 to 22 vendors that will be set up in Wellman. We're looking for a few more if any locals want to do it. We really want to help our local community. We're trying to make it as cheap as possible for our locals because, honestly, I know a lot of towns have been putting out a lot of money to make it a big event and spending a lot of taxpayers' dollars. We want to try to make it so that we're not spending any, you know, as little as money as possible and making it so that our vendors are making the money, not the city. We're not in it to make a bunch of money. We're in it to basically break even and make it a great event for everybody.
And have you charged vendor fees at all?
Yep. So right now, out-of-town vendors, we have all that we want at this moment. If we don't get any more locals, then we're going to take some more out of town. But their rate is $250, and we're actually going for all of our local vendors $100. So I know that's probably the cheapest you're going to see around. So,
if those who are interested in volunteering, how should they kind of reach out or get involved?
So basically, we have our ladies down at the City of Wellman. You can call into them. And they are taking a list of all volunteers, and we will take as many as want to call in. Because, you know, 20 to 35,000 people, you're going to need a lot of volunteers. So we're basically, you call in, they are writing everyone's name down, and then once we have all of our list, then we're going to start breaking it out to who's going to be doing what. But call into the City of Wellman, and they will definitely put you on the list, and we would love to have you guys.
What are you hoping will be the outcome or effect from doing Ragbri this year?
Well, absolutely. You know, to be honest with you, when it first came to all the towns, Wellman, Kelowna, Riverside, all of us, we got paperwork that was sent to us, I believe, end of February, beginning of March, and we had to sign it saying, yes, we would agree to be a day stop, basically. And when we first got that, there was a lot of reservations there, you know, because obviously this takes a lot of work. You know, we're going to have to get a lot of volunteers. We're going to have a lot of cleanup at the end of this. But once we decided to go with it, you know, our group here in Wellman has been very excited. And the way we want to look at it is, you know, we're doing this, and it's going to be the best party of the day. We want people to remember Wellman. You know, like I said, with those photos that they'll be taking of the sand greens, when they go home, they'll be able to look at that and say, hey, I remember this town. That was a great, we had a great time in that town. And if they happen to be in this neck of the woods again, you know what, maybe they'll come into town and eat at one of our restaurants.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Wellman City Council member Shannon McCain about plans for Wellman's stop on Ragbri. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.